Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Mike Felder. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Birkbeck. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Juan Berenguer. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Yount strikes out. 2 outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2-0. There goes Gladden. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Gladden steals second. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gladden scores. Gagne moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. Gagne scores. 1 out. It's 2-0, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Harbeck. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Harbeck steals second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field. That will be extra bases. Deer picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Deer. Harbeck scores. Gaetti moves to third. It's 3-0, Twins. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gaetti scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There's a wild pitch. Larkin moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Brunansky hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Twins. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Krim now pitching. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Laudner hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gladden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a line drive towards first. Brock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deer strikes out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brock hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krim fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a line drive towards short. Svium reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Svium is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Svium strikes out. 1 out. Mike Felder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Felder hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a line drive off the glove of Svium, and into shallow left field. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larkin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Larkin reaches second base with a double. Gaetti scores. It's 7-0, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brunansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brunansky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larkin scores. It's 8-0, Twins. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krim juggles the ball. That's an error on Krim. Brunansky moves to third. Lombardozzi moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brunansky scores. Lombardozzi scores. It's 10-0, Twins. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gladden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gagne for the out. Gladden moves to second. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a line drive into right field. Deer picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Deer. Gladden scores. Puckett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-0, Twins. John Henry Johnson now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount strikes out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Larkin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Larkin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brunansky is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Larkin moves to second. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Brock reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sviam is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Laudner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Laudner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gladden is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gladden strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Davidson now playing center field. Randy Bush now playing right field. Mike Felder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Felder is 0 for 1 in the game. Felder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Felder moves to second. 2 outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Manning now playing left field. Mike Felder now playing center field. Mark Davidson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davidson takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Newman pinch hits for Gary Gaetti. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Larkin is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Al Newman now playing third base. Rob Deere batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Deere is 0 for 2 in the game. Deere hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Surhoff hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Behringer, and towards Lombardozzi, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Clear now pitching. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Laudner hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gladden is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bush moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Bush moves to third. Gladden moves to second. Mark Davidson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davidson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Davidson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bush scores. Gladden scores. Gagne moves to second. It's 13-0, Twins. Mark Salas pinch hits for Kent Harbeck. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Salas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Portugal now pitching. Mark Salas now catching. Tim Laudner now playing first base. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sviam is 0 for 2 in the game. Sviam strikes out. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pachyorek pinch runs for Paul Molitor. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Pachyorek now playing third base. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Larkin hits a line drive into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bush hits a pop-up towards third. Pachyorek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper strikes out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 3 in the game. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Juan Castillo pinch runs for Rob Deer. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Surhoff is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Surhoff strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There's a wild pitch. Castillo moves to second. Greg Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brock is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davidson. Brock reaches second base with a double. Castillo scores. It's 13-1, Twins. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gantner is 0-3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 13, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.